Shema Yisrael.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's story, written by Morton Wishengrad, deals with the struggle to remove civil and political disabilities in the state of Maryland during the second decade of the last century. Horace Braham is featured in the role of Thomas Kennedy.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, who has kept us in life and sustained us unto this day. A prayer of thanksgiving. Offer thanksgiving on this day for the uniqueness of America. Offer thanksgiving for the nameless heroes who took the words of the fine declarations and believed them and fought to make the word a deed. Offer thanksgiving to the memory of men who were not ashamed to be good, who sought no refuge in cynicism, who did not fear to stand alone. Listen, this is your story. 1818, the House of Delegates, Annapolis, Maryland. The clerk of the House.
Mr. Speaker, I have the credentials of the elected member from Washington County.
Are they in order, Mr. Clerk?
They are, Mr. Speaker.
His name, if you please.
The Honorable Thomas Kennedy.
Come forward, Mr. Kennedy, and take the oath.
Do you, Thomas Kennedy, solemnly swear or affirm that you will protect and defend the Constitution of the State of Maryland?
I do.
Upon the true faith of a Christian?
Complete the oath, Mr. Kennedy.
I should like to, Mr. Speaker, but I'm rather troubled by the form of the oath.
I was not aware that there's anything in the oath to cause difficulty. Mr. Clerk, are you troubled?
Not at all, Mr. Speaker.
Well, proceed, then. Unless Mr. Kennedy is not a Christian.
Mr. Speaker, I was born in Scotland. The sect in which I was bred is the Presbyterian Church. I have no doubt a person may get to heaven that way.
We are gratified to hear you say that, Mr. Kennedy. But let us get on with the oath, shall we?
Mr. Speaker, Article 6 of the Constitution declares, no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any public office or public trust under the United States.
You are asked to uphold the Constitution of the State of Maryland. I might inform the gentleman from Washington County that the Constitution of Maryland is older than the Constitution of the United States.
This oath of office makes it impossible for citizens who are not Christians to be seated here.
Mr. Kennedy, I was not aware that Jews and Mohammedans are numerous in your constituency.
Sir, is it the custom of this body to insult new delegates?
Not at all, Mr. Kennedy. I was merely making an observation.
There is not a single Jew resident in Washington County. In fact, I've not met a single Jew in Maryland.
Then in heaven's name, take the oath and be done.
Exactly, Mr. Kennedy. Take the oath and be done.
I cannot, Mr. Speaker.
Why not?
Because I'm an American and a Christian. Article 6, Mr. Speaker, of the United States Constitution, chapter 25, verse 10 of the third book of the Bible. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof.
Mr. Kennedy, I ask you again. Do you swear to the oath?
You ask me to hold my hand on the Bible that declares the oath to be false and injurious.
Mr. Clerk, you will proceed with the next order of business. Mr. Kennedy does not take the oath. Mr. Kennedy is not a member of this legislature.
Incident in the House of Delegates in the town of Annapolis, Maryland, in the year 1818. But an incident that was not closed. It could not be closed, for a man called Jefferson had said, "We are not to expect to be translated from despotism to liberty in a feather bed." Jefferson said it, and Thomas Kennedy was of the party of Jefferson. The incident was not closed. Now, Thomas Kennedy received a visitor.
The name is Sullivan, Mr. Kennedy. Jeremiah T. Sullivan.
What can I do for you, sir?
Go back to the House of Delegates and take the oath.
Mr. Sullivan, I don't know why you came. I don't know who sent you, and I'll trouble you to mind your own business.
Spoken like a man. A fine temper like that, and you're not Irish. What a pity. You ask me to mind my own business.
I do, Mr. Sullivan.
This is my business. It wasn't so many years ago a Catholic couldn't sit in the House of Delegates. Did you know that now?
Yes, I do. What do you think I'm trying to do?
Kennedy, in Maryland before the Revolution, a Catholic, because he was a Catholic, paid twice the land tax. A Catholic servant from Ireland paid a tax of 20 shillings. If a Catholic man died, the law said that his children could be taken from the widow. You see, Mr. Kennedy, I'm minding my own business now.
It's not altogether clear, Mr. Sullivan.
I'm coming to the point. Why did it take so many years to change the law?
You tell me.
I'll do that. Because laws are written and changed in the legislature. You can't change a law when you don't sit in the legislature.
That's why you want me to take the oath?
That's why.
It's a good reason, Mr. Sullivan.
Think it over.
All right, Mr. Sullivan. I'll think it over.
Shake your hand now. One more thing.
Yes, Sullivan?
Kennedy. That's a fine name.
Thank you.
You sure now?
Sure? Sure of what?
Was it Scotland you really came from and not Ireland, Kennedy? Are you sure?
Proceed, Mr. Clerk.
Do you, Thomas Kennedy, solemnly swear or affirm that you'll protect and defend the Constitution of the State of Maryland?
I do.
Upon the true faith of a Christian?
Upon the true faith of a Christian.
I congratulate you, Mr. Kennedy, on your good sense.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, you have the floor.
I offer a resolution.
What is your resolution, Mr. Kennedy?
I offer a resolution calling for the appointment of a committee to consider placing all citizens on an equal footing in this state.
The gentleman from Washington County is entirely out of order.
If Mr. Kennedy is not like Maryland, let him go back to Scotland.
The question is out of order.
Mr. Speaker, I ask you to put the resolution before the House.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
I protest, sir. There is a question before the House. The motion to adjourn is out of order.
Mr. Kennedy, you are new in this body and entitled to your ignorance. I must inform you that a motion to adjourn is never out of order.
I rise and appoint a special privilege.
What is your point, Mr. Breckinridge?
I confess to a sense of shame. Mr. Speaker, gentlemen of the House of Delegates, we may abuse Mr. Kennedy here, but we abuse ourselves more. This is the legislature of the people of Maryland. Mr. Kennedy is entitled to an honorable hearing. He is entitled to our courtesy. He is entitled to every privilege of this legislature. I appeal to your sense of decency.
Mr. Speaker, motion to adjourn.
Now, the motion is to adjourn. All those in favor will say aye.
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 Only two for adjournment. Apparently, there's no need to call for the negative. The House of Delegates remains in session. Mr. Clerk, a roll call on the resolution.
The resolution carried. A first small step in a Maryland incident. A committee of three was appointed to report. On December 9th, 1818, Thomas Kennedy rose before the House of Delegates.
Your committee introduces a bill entitled An Act to Extend to Those Professing the Jewish Religion the Same Rights and Privileges That Are Enjoyed by Christians.
Incident in the Maryland Legislature. And an incident which was not closed. The bill was defeated. Yes, Jefferson was right. We are not to expect to be translated from despotism to liberty in a feather bed. During the session of the legislature in the following year, once again, the bill was introduced. And once again, it was defeated. Kennedy and Breckinridge continued the work of the committee.
Mr. Kennedy, I believe you've already met Mr. Sullivan.
He's practically married to me, Mr. Breckinridge, and he can't forgive me because I'm not somebody else's wife.
Will you be seated, sir?
Yes, I will.
Sullivan, Mr. Breckinridge tells me you're not happy over the bill that I've introduced.
You're right there. I don't like it.
Oh, you're a hard man to please, Sullivan.
Yes, the Dublin blood in me, I suppose.
I'm trying to remove the religious test, Sullivan. I thought that was what we both wanted.
Sure. But the bill does not remove the religious test.
Well, what in heaven's name does it do?
It substitutes tolerance for intolerance.
Good Lord. And is there anything wrong with that?
Sure.
How?
Tolerance is no virtue, Mr. Kennedy. A man tolerates the other fellow only when he thinks the other fellow is less than he is. I think tolerance is a rotten word.
Yeah. You have something there, Sullivan.
The Maryland legislature can't give me permission to worship God as a Catholic. That spit clean in her eye. They can't give Breckinridge here permission to worship as an Episcopalian. And they can't give my good friend Captain Reuben Etting permission to worship as a Jew. Because when did the Maryland legislature last speak to God?
You're absolutely right, Sullivan. Now, what do you propose?
Take out the word Jew from your bill. Put the word all in its place.
Breckinridge, do you agree?
You'd better go slow, Kennedy. You'll be attacked as irreligious.
I won't let them. Religion's in my bones. It's in the Declaration of Independence. It's in the American Constitution. Breckinridge, I'm a religious man. Government without the spirit of religion is like a bird without wings. But by heaven, we're not going to allow the legislature to make a political club out of religion.
Kennedy. Now, don't be deceiving a believing man. Are you sure it's Scotland you came from?
Thomas Kennedy amended his bill. For the third time, the bill came before the House of Delegates, and for the third time, the bill was defeated. Then Thomas Kennedy returned to Washington County to stand for re-election, and now he was a marked man.
I tell you, Tom Kennedy wants to strike from our laws the last protection of true religion. This bill is a spawn of the devil. That's what it is. Where did he come from? Scotland. A country flooded with infidels. And I'll tell you where he's not going. He's not going back to the legislature.
That's for you, Galloway. Get them both bound.
I tell the people of Washington County, I tell you, Tom Kennedy is half Jew, and the other half ain't Christian.
Shut up, Galloway.
Chucks, I don't mind that. He's Kennedy's man. And what do you expect from a pig but a grunt?
He's not my man, Galloway. I don't need anyone to talk for me. Mr. Gabby, you can put down that shotgun. I got no weapons on me. You too, Joe Merrick. Seems to me our state has been advancing backwards for a long time. We seem to get one day older and 2 days worse.
Kennedy, I don't like you, and I don't like your bill.
Mr. Galloway, that's your inalienable right as an American.
Now, get out.
I'll say what I have to first.
I say, get out.
Let him talk, Galloway.
Thank you. I want you to understand that I'm against the religious test because I'm an American. That test reminds me that I'm a Protestant and that another man's a Catholic. That test divides us. That test justifies the Massachusetts Puritans who drove out the Quakers. That test justifies the Virginia bigots who drove out the Catholics.
Are you done, Mr. Kennedy?
No, I'm not done. Galloway, go home and pick up your Bible and show me one word in it that justifies the proscription of any man because of his religious sentiments.
Kennedy! Don't tell me to read the Bible.
Galloway, at Christmas time, you say goodwill to men. To what men? Galloway, it's either to all men or to no men.
Kennedy, now we've heard enough.
No, you haven't. You can't take a religion which flames with justice and make it an excuse for bigotry. You can't use it to cover the narrowness of your own hearts. All right, Galloway, it's your meeting.
Washington County voted, and Thomas Kennedy was defeated for re-election. But in the other counties of Maryland, there were also changes. From Frederick County and Montgomery, from Carroll and Prince George counties, from Calvert and St. Mary's and Dorchester counties, there were new faces in the House of Delegates. For 1 year, Thomas Kennedy remained at home and carried the fight to his own constituency.
Kennedy, there's a new speaker in the House. They say he wants you back.
I'll be back. Come on, we've got work. I read you from the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Kennedy, what's Jefferson got to do with it?
Listen, our civil rights have no dependence on our religious professions any more than our opinions in physics or geometry. People of Washington County, we've got to prove to the whole world that it's wrong for men to have only enough religion to hate.
The citizens of Washington County returned Thomas Kennedy to the Maryland legislature. Once again, he stood before the speaker's table in the House of Delegates.
I speak as an American citizen. I beg leave only to remind this House that the honors of office in our republic are not assumed, but conferred. Not usurped, but bestowed by popular confidence. I say to you that to disqualify any class of citizens is for the people to disqualify themselves. This same principle of disqualification stains nations, tramples the charities of life, places arms in the hands of men for bloody war.
Mr. Kennedy, it is not expedient to make innovations in the Constitution of Maryland.
Sir, that is the language of prejudice. The American people were an innovation. The sun that shines each day is each day's innovation.
I am not convinced. Mr. Speaker, I say to the gentleman from Washington County that no man has a right to complain of being excluded from office if he does not conform to the prevailing religious sentiment of the state.
Answer that, Kennedy.
I do. What sort of God do you worship? Is the God you worship a fool? Does the smell of your persecution rise up to him as incense? I tell you again, opinion should be answered by opinion. Religion is the opinion of a man's conscience.
The interposition of the state in matters of opinion is improper.
All right, Kennedy. Suppose we do exercise a compulsion. It's mild enough. We don't molest anyone.
It's not the degree of compulsion, sir, which renders it improper. The act of interposing your authority is improper. Religion is a matter between man and his God. Gentlemen, this is the right of conscience, which is so badly understood throughout the world, which I regret to say is so little understood here.
Gentlemen, this debate has taken up too much of the legislature's time.
Sir, the only way to close the debate is to vote for the bill.
Call the question, Mr. Speaker! Call it!
Gentlemen, the bill before the House of Delegates is to amend the Constitution by extending to all the citizens of Maryland the same civil rights and religious privileges that are enjoyed by all under the Constitution of the United States. Mr. Clerk, you may proceed with the roll call. Gentlemen, the question. Shall we pass the bill?
Harris?
No.
Gant?
No.
Garner?
No.
Grubb?
No.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Hewlett?
No.
Hilgo?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Banning?
No.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Welsh?
Yes.
Estep?
Yes.
Brook?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Chapman?
Yes.
Sims?
Yes.
Rogerson?
Yes.
February 26, 1826. Thomas Kennedy's bill carried by the Maryland House of Delegates. Incident in the history of the American people. But the incident is not closed. The incident never closes. Every generation must make its own fight for freedom. Every generation in every age.
Lord, who shall dwell in thy tabernacle? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Even he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
A prayer of thanksgiving. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who hast kept us in life and sustained us unto this day. Yes, a prayer of thanksgiving.
And now we present Rabbi Henry A. Shore of Temple Adath Israel, Bronx, New York.
In connection with the program you have just heard, Governor Herbert R. O'Connor of Maryland has written the following. Religious tolerance was the very basis of the Maryland way of life. That there would be many in Maryland, even in colonial times, who felt as deeply on the subject as did Mr. Kennedy, was only to be expected. Religious tolerance was the inspiration of the Maryland Founding Fathers, who first proclaimed to all the world freedom of the individual conscience. Marylanders of every age have taken pride in the fact that the principles laid down by Maryland's colonists first struck that sacred fire of tolerance, which later, in the hallowed American Constitution, was to blaze forth as a beacon light of hope for all the world to see. Governor O'Connor's remarks may be extended beyond the borders of his own state of Maryland. America is more than a great continent with happy homes and inexhaustible resources of riches and power and beauty. America is a radiant hope, an ecstatic vision, a sacrificial will, a valiant way of life. Overleaping the human barriers of race and creed, class and color, America is essentially a challenging faith in the brotherhood of man. drawing their inspiration from the Holy Bible, the builders of our nation laid enduring foundations for a free and democratic society, which would serve as a pattern for a prejudice-cursed and tyranny-ridden world. Divine providence guided to these shores men and women of every nationality and belief. The Anglo-Saxon, the Teuton, the Celt, the Latin, the Slav, the Hebrew, all seeking in the New World the way to more abundant freedom and happiness, brotherhood and goodwill. The immortal names of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Wilson, Roosevelt are enshrined in the history and tradition of America. But equally significant has been the courage, the faith, and the sacrifice of the nameless citizens who, like Thomas Kennedy and Jeremiah Sullivan in the story so effectively dramatized on this program, fought unwearyingly against prejudice, ignorance, selfishness, and partisanship. Every one of us, wherever we may be, and whatever our station in life, can find daily opportunities lying close at hand in our home, in church, in school, at work and at play, to bear sincere and eager testimony to our American faith in the brotherhood of man, which alone can unite our nation and assure for our people security and contentment. At this very hour, the statesmen of the United Nations are met for the supreme task of hammering out a peace that will, at long last, liberate the children of men from the fear and horror and tragedy of war. Such a peace can be achieved and maintained only as men and nations learn to work together for liberty and justice for all. We pray with all our hearts that God grant our beloved America the wisdom and the will, as she has the supreme opportunity to lead mankind through darkness to the light and through suffering to rejoicing.
Thank you, Rabbi Shore. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Cadams. Featured as Thomas Kennedy was Horace Braham. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical music, and the entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you each week at this time under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.